My guest this afternoon is Charles DeHaan from Reigate Heath Golf Club. Charles, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the studio at Susie 103.4.
David, thanks very much indeed, and it's a great opportunity. I look forward to seeing what you have to ask.
Jolly good. Well, let's just clear up the mystery about the golf clubs first in the immediate area. You've got two immediate colleague courses, haven't you?
We have indeed, yeah. We've got Redhill and Reigate, our esteemed neighbours down in Redhill. And they're about 5 years older than we are, and we're ancient by quite a long chalk. And then we've got Reigate Hill, which people often see from the M25. We're at the back of Reigate, on Reigate Heath, as you go out towards Dorking.
Now, you mentioned the age of the club. How old is it? What was its formation?
Well, it is literally, this year, 120 years old. And I think it's unique in as far as four guys locally, two doctors and two local dignitaries, approached Lady Henry Somerset, who owned the land. And she was more than happy to give it the land in trust on the basis that ladies had equal standing. Now, can you believe that? In 1895, 26-odd years before the vote, nationally, all that sort of thing, women had equal standing. Competitions, voting, membership, the whole lot. Amazing.
The Somersets were remarkable in a number of ways. There's a good strain of temperance, I think, in the... Hence the rear entrance to the priory and so on.
Well, fortunately, that particular aspect wasn't extended to the golf club.
Probably just as well. What about your own involvement, Charles? How long have you been involved with the club? And you've got responsibilities there, yeah?
I have indeed. I've been a member for some 15 years, and I basically do the marketing, the PR, that sort of thing. Golf clubs have been nationally in quite a sort of turbulent state, not just since the recession. There's just been too many golf clubs seeking too few members. And we have to compete for all sorts of business, members, visitors, functions, all that sort of thing.
Now, dare I say it, I think there might be a perception in the area that the Heath is marginally exclusive. Is it in fact exclusive, Charles? How many members have you got? Is it hard to get involved?
It has 650 members, and it couldn't be easier to get involved. In fact, I was in the bar, as it happened yesterday, talking with two ladies who joined in the last 6 months. And I asked them what they liked about the club, and they said, because it is not like your typical golf club. It's not stuffy. Personally speaking, I can't remember the last time I had to wear a collar and tie. It's very relaxed. And in that sense, sort of very progressive.
Now, I remember from many years ago, A Round with Alice, and the renowned commentator describing the course as a little gem. Tell us about the nine holes and a bit about the Surrey Heathland that it's played on.
Well, it's on a fantastic piece of green sand, basically. That's geologically what it's called, upon which heather and other sort of heathland flora and fauna grow. And that means that in its unique position, it drains incredibly well. It's heathland, so you've got a massive contrast of colours. The heather in the summertime is just a glorious sort of blaze of purple. And it makes for a very sort of special, unique, I think, situation, particularly because the holes, the nine holes, simply go around the hill that the clubhouse is on. And in that sense... it works perfectly for a couple of hours getting out in the fresh air.
And you have that wonderful first tee where you drive off almost into thin air?
Yup. It looks very tempting first time, and you probably have a go at it and you think, well, you know, that's not too difficult. And then the second time round you find that maybe it's a little bit narrower than you'd imagined or remembered, and eventually you find that you're more than grateful just to get on the fairway.
Advantages and disadvantages of a nine-hole course in this day and age?
Well, I think it's a format that's really come of its time, because for as long as you like, proper golf courses have always been 18 holes, preferably more. And there's been a bit of a Cinderella perception about nine holes. And in fact, people are now so time-pressured. Their lifestyles are so busy that just getting away for 18 holes is really pretty difficult. So, 9 holes, 1.5 hours, maybe 2, if you want to be a bit more relaxed. You can do that before work. We have several people who actually do a day's work and get on the course as early as they can in summer. In the afternoons, though, after work, we found so many people come to Reigate Heath for green fees, 9 holes, thank you very much, 1.5 hours, forget all about work, fantastic.
Charles, we are here for a purpose. There's a new tournament in the offing, I believe.
There is, yes. I'm delighted to say that we have a tournament next year. It's called the Southern Schools Invitational. And it's the brainchild of our treasurer, John Warby, and one of the masters, in fact, one of your ex-colleagues, Di Bader at Reigate Grammar, whose golf team happens to play at Reigate Heath. And because we want to promote the 9-hole format and concept, and we are really keen to encourage boys and girls to get into golf or compete if they're, you know, any good at it, and the two of them came up with the idea of a team event based on 9 holes, which, as far as we know, is unique. And so we're going about setting it all up.
And how far has that process reached?
Well, we're at the point where we've sent out the invitations. We're looking for 20 schools in the region to send in their particulars in terms of 2 players, boy-boy, girl-girl, boy-girl, whichever. With that, it'll be, I think, stroke play rather than, say, Stableford, but let's not worry about that. And after the 9 holes, we're then inviting all the players, the masters, some of the headmasters if they want to come along, the local dignitaries who will be coming along to the prize giving, to a whopping great hog roast and have a bit of a hoedown at Reigate Heath.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, clearly we should stress that in terms of non-exclusivity, this is open to state schools as well as fee-paying schools if they wish.
Absolutely. It's come one, come all. And if you play golf, if you're at a school and you play golf, come on, you know, join in. I should just add, it's on May the 5th next year, by the way, so it's quite a long time off yet. But it's just in case anyone thought, well, let's play golf when the weather's nice. Hopefully in May. Should be.
What are the contact details? How should schools go about approaching you for making an entry?
Nice and easy. They can call the golf club, which is 01737 242 610. One of the extensions, extension 2, will be for the club manager, whose name is Scott Patience. And you just simply say, "Hi, Scott, we're a school, I'm a sportsmaster, I want a form for your Southern Schools Invitational." And he will email it to you or send it into post. It's easy.
And Charles, you'll keep us posted here about how things are going, how the draw is proceeding and entries and so on and so forth.
I will absolutely do that. I'd love to. And if I can put in one little extra thing, this is a terrific event that's going to attract a reasonable amount of local publicity. So we're looking for sponsors. And if you're a company or a firm, solicitors, accountants, local retailer, or just a company that wants to be a good local citizen, we're just looking for £500. That'll help sponsor some nice prizes for the kids and a bit of the catering, and could do the company involved a very good turn. We've got 650 rather, you know, adequately well-heeled members who buy things in Reigate, product services. So, yeah, if you think you're up for that.
Sounds as if it's yet another addition to the increasing number of events that are going on in the town centre now, and Priory Park and the Tunnel. It would be lovely to have a South of England tournament like this. So we wish you every success with it, as I'm sure it will be highly successful. Now, Charles, tell us about your choice of Desperado by the Eagles and who it's for.
Ah, well, Desperado by the Eagles is one of the tracks that I just have very fond memories of. Hotel California and all the rest of it I loved, but Desperado was always the one that stuck out in my mind. It's got absolutely nothing to do with golf. If you wanted golf, Bing Crosby and Straight Down the Middle might be really appropriate, if somewhat hopeful. But Desperado is just one of those lovely tracks. Although, to be fair, sometimes when I've played golf and I'm not swinging too well, Desperado does sort of come to mind.
Any names to mention before we play the track?
Well, I think we can definitely say, let's see, this is for John and Jane, this is for Di and Emma, This is for Scott and the staff, and it's for a young lady in my life called Audra.
Charles DeHaan from Reigate Heath Golf Club, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you on the Tea Break at Susie 103.4 this afternoon.